Дмитрия Саймса.
I asked взять слово. Dmitry Symes to please take the floor.
Он включен.
The microphone is on.
Константин, большое спасибо.
Thank you very much, Constantine. I'm very grateful to you and Alexander Dugin for the opportunity to speak here. And certainly for hosting this very useful and important forum. Many important international development trends have been covered today, and also how important for the future world is to withstand globalism. However, I think there is another important dimension we have omitted, and this is the special military operation. Because on the outcome of this special military operation hinges our efforts for the new world order. In the collective West, they usually say that Russia, using their lingo, Russia began unprovoked, unjustified, cruel aggression in the Ukraine. However, it seems to me that this narrative is still used suggests how enslaved and how old this media in the U.S., in Europe. I'd like to state one fact with conviction. Russia never planned to start a military operation against the Ukraine. When the operation began, I was in Washington, and I returned to Moscow a week later. I had a very interesting conversation where Maria also attended, and it featured also a few responsible persons from Russian foreign policy. Not a single person in the room was happy about the use of force. Not a single person viewed this as an aggression to annex territory of Ukraine. Everyone had an understanding that there was no choice, because for many years, an undeclared war was being waged against Russia, waged in the Donbass, regular shelling of Lugansk and Donetsk. Provocations and semi-paramilitary operations against Russia. Also, this warfare was conducted through flooding the Ukraine with weaponry and moving NATO infrastructure closer to Russian borders, not even Russian borders, but Moscow and St. Petersburg. Let me explain the reason why they did all this against Russia. Donald Trump, the leading candidate for the U.S. presidency, asks a question: why does Biden administration find it more important the issue of Ukrainian border than protecting U.S. borders that Biden administration doesn't aim to protect? Well, certainly, the problem is not the Ukraine. The problem is that Russia has become the main advocate of the principle of multipolarity worldwide. And certainly, it is fully obvious today, if Russia had succeeded, as London, Washington, and Brussels say, was suffered a global strategic defeat, the struggle of globalists against their opponents would not have ended. If you look at the U.S. media, if you look at the addresses by U.S. congressmen, they do not hide the fact that if they were able to impose defeat on Russia, China would have been the next target. They're quite frank about this fact. And they say that they're talking not just about economic pressure, pressure, but also military pressure exerted on China, the aim to undermine the economic stability of China. Now, please imagine the world where the collective West succeeded in defeating Russia and then China. Then certainly we wouldn't have no cause to speak of multipolarity. And this is a unique situation in history when so many countries have declared a crusade against Russia, despite their economic might, despite their desperate struggle. Nonetheless, it's not them, but the Russian army that is advancing in the Ukraine. And certainly we have to be realistic about our outlook. It's not the Ukraine battling against Russia, it's the collective West. It's an international attack of fanatical globalists. And the good news is that Russian armed forces, the Russian army are successfully combating this and advancing forward. This is a huge success by Russia. And if we look at opinion polls today, more Russians, significantly bigger share of Russians support the special military operation compared to when it first began. But dear friends, this is not just Russian success. This is our common success. The success of this military operation is an important precondition for all of us to be able to institute multipolar world order, and I think we are moving ahead in the right direction. Thank you.